do you want faster horses or do you want unicorns? Quote, if I'd asked people what they wanted, they'd have said faster horses. Henry Ford. O'Reilly's recent post on faster horses speaks of where the great leaps in mankind's innovation have come from, basically citing Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, the Wright brothers, and other 21st century innovators in the great steps they have taken individually on behalf of mankind. He goes on to ask, along with others, where our next great innovation will come from. Where is our patent office today? Who is our Einstein? Are we the first generation in many years incapable of true innovation? I would agree that the greatest ideas of the web are yet to be realized. However, it is not our imagination holding us back, nor is it our lack of brilliant inventor developers. What has destroyed the bright future of our generation is not the number of geniuses we've created, but rather the consumer culture that requires every innovative step along the way to be copyrighted. It is simple. We know the future. We have the vision. We even have the technology in place to do all we dream of. But we are not allowed to put together the parts that will invent the next light bulb, car, or aeroplane. The Wright brothers did not have to request permission for the copyrighted rotation of a propeller. Ford did not check the moral rights of the throttle, and Edison did not have to request biomedical permission to use the chemicals in a filament. And yet, here we are, waiting for legal legislation that will allow us to create an application for a gradebook application, or to use the code for the citation of public works. In short, we have become victims of consumer culture. O'Reilly's post laments that we have not achieved the cure to AIDS, the flying electrical cars, the online doctor, the robots that stop starvation, the new media, art, and culture. All of these innovations and more we were promised as the next generation. They have all been squashed because of the copyright laws held up by biomedical conglomerates, publishing corporations, and companies like Disney who want to sell you ideas that they stole off of someone else. It is time for a manifesto that stands on the shoulders of giants. It is time that our generation stopped pandering to the greed of money. Where is our idea that will hail a new era of factual logic? Where is our cogito ergo sum, our know thyself, our one step for man, one giant leap for mankind? A proposed solution. Never in my lifetime have we needed more a proof of pure logic. Philosophers, theorists, and especially mathematicians, lend me your ears. It is time that a new Riemann's theory gauntlet be laid down to disprove the ownership of original ideas. Pure logic must answer the call. A mathematical proof that can demonstrate that no idea is original, that all ideas are built upon one another, and that no single idea is definitive in time, space, or mass, that it would deserve to either belong or be worth value to any one entity. Honestly, I'm begging the philosophers and mathematicians to earn their eternal reputation and glory. Destroy copyright as we know it. Give us this freedom, and we will give you innovations if you have never known. Faster horses than you ever imagined. And hell, we'll even throw in a couple of unicorns. It is time that we set our inventors free from the slavery of copyright.